Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
Each year, Frank Weishaupt, CEO of the AI-powered video conferencing solution provider Owl Labs, reviews last year's calendar to see how he spent his time. The exercise can uncover areas that need improvement so you can be proactive with your priorities, he says. Planning your weeks is incredibly important, says Weishaupt. Look at your activities and determine whether those activities match your goals. It's a constant evaluation and optimization. If you're not taking the time to do that, you know you're probably not using your time wisely. Going into 2023, he decided to dramatically change how he schedules meetings. His first step was to make sure he was holding the right meetings. For example, some meetings had become routine, but they didn't make sense anymore. If you're not sure whether a meeting is worth holding or not, Weishaupt suggests flushing your calendar and starting over. Then think about everything that's coming your way, he says. I purge the majority of my meetings coming into the year. With a growing number of companies scaling back or even canceling meetings altogether, Weishaupt isn't alone in the idea to reconsider their importance. However, a critical step he took to make meetings more efficient was being intentional about the day they're held. When Owl Labs switched to remote work in 2020, Weishaupt put a lot of thought into employee engagement. He instituted an all-hands meeting on a weekly basis instead of the company's prior quarterly cadence. As some employees came back to the office, the company kept the tradition, choosing Mondays as the best day for this task. Monday tends to be when most of our people are remote, he says. The day is generally longer because you're not commuting. We found that Monday is a good day to hold this type of meeting. Because Monday kicks off the work week, having an all-hands meeting on this day can provide an opportunity to answer questions, solve problems that could cause bottlenecks, and share some motivation for the week ahead. Each year, Owl Lab releases a State of Remote Work report. In 2022, it found that employees prefer to do certain types of activities in person, such as tasks that involve collaboration with colleagues. Because hybrid employees often work in the office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Weishaupt decided to use these days to schedule collaborative work meetings, such as brainstorming sessions or project work. Weishaupt holds weekly one-on-one meetings with his direct reports to check in with them, setting goals and reviewing progress. For this type of meeting, he chose Thursdays as the best day. This allows me to reconcile all the information we discuss, which leads into the staff meetings on Monday, he says. It has been a really good sequence for me. Currently, Owl Labs is testing a no-meeting Fridays, and Weishaupt says it's been valuable for improving his team's productivity. He does use Friday for informal catch-ups. I found that I had multiple meetings on my calendar that wound up being 5 minutes even though we had a 30-minute block taken out of a calendar, he says. I canceled some and said, why don't we touch base every Friday just to see how the week has gone and see if there's anything that we need to do together. 5-minute catch-ups become a lot easier to fit in if you have no meeting Fridays. You're not in back-to-back meetings from 9 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, says Weishaupt. Overhauling meetings can be especially impactful for hybrid teams that need to be more thoughtful about scheduling in them. The key to finding the right cadence and schedule is to be intentional. I think people tend to fall into routines and they don't optimize their schedules, says Weishaupt. Your calendar has to meet your needs to be able to achieve your goals. It also has to be thoughtful about the other human beings that work at your company.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.